Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flight capacity is getting reduced by 10%. At 40 major airports around the country, MSP is one of them. This is going to affect roughly 3,500 to 4,000 flights daily. And you know what, friends? It starts tomorrow. All right? The government shutdown is forcing air traffic controllers to go without pay and now reducing flight capacity by 10%. Not great for anybody who's got a flight tomorrow. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. And of course, Peter's show Eye on Travel is Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here on WCCO Radio. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be with you, Jordana.
So if I have a flight tomorrow out of MSP, how does this news change my weekend trip?
Well, let's take a look at the numbers that actually preceded the shutdown. You know, America was already short more than 3,500 controllers before any of this happened. And now, of course, that's been compounded by a lot of controllers not coming into work. And when you have that situation, the only choice the government has at this point is to either ask the airlines to voluntarily cut down their schedule or tell them to. At this point, they've chosen to tell them. And as you said, nearly 4,000 flights will be affected starting tomorrow. But remember, you have to understand what an airplane does in a given 24-hour period. It's wreaking havoc in all sorts of airline scheduling because your crew's going to be out of sync, your pilots are going to be out of sync, your plane's going to be out of rotation, connecting flights will not be connecting to anything, and they're going to have to do some triage as to which flights they can jeopardize and which flights they can't. So starting tomorrow, it doesn't all happen tomorrow. It rolls over the next 3 or 4 days. But tomorrow... Normally on a day like today, there are 44,000 flights that air traffic controllers handle. Starting tomorrow, it'll start dropping down to 40. And we'll see what happens in the days ahead.
So for those who have a flight out tomorrow from MSP, we know MSP is one of the airports affected. What's your advice?
Well, you know, you've always heard the advice, take the first flight of the day. I go beyond that. Yeah. And I say, take the first flight of the day if you can on an airline not based at your airport. Because the presumption is that the flight that you're on is a plane that came in the night before with their crew. The crew stays with the flight, and you have a reasonably good chance of being first out the next day. That's one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is get on a get on an app like FlightAware.com, Flight, or Flight Radar 24, because what those applications do, and it's brilliant what they do, they actually track the aircraft number, the tail number of the aircraft assigned to your flight. So you'll know ahead of everybody else if your flight's even getting into Minneapolis. Because if it doesn't get in, you're not getting out.
What's the best one of the ones you just mentioned?
Can I tell you something? They're all good. I have all three of them. So
okay.
I'm the worst guy to ask because I have them all.
Okay. That's fair. Is there any recourse? Like, let's say somebody's flight gets canceled and then Delta says, you know what? It wasn't us. It was the federal government. I mean, do the same traveler, like there are laws to protect travelers. Do they apply in this kind of extreme circumstance?
Well, Georgiana, believe it or not, there aren't laws. The TSA, the Department of Transportation in the last administration proposed regulations to give you compensation and all sorts of other recourse in the event of a delay or cancellation that was caused under the airline's responsibility. It never got put into effect because the Trump administration said they weren't going to do it. In Europe, of course, they've had those rules for years. So all you really have now are mission statements from the airlines, and some airlines do a better job than others. But keep in mind this. If it's under the airline's control, they do have a responsibility. An air traffic control situation is not under the airline's control. It's basically an outside act. So basically you're in the same boat as everybody else. So you'll be at the airport having your fifth Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Oh my gosh. Flight capacity is, like you said, down by 10%. I know you said if there are 44,000 now, there's only going to be, 40,000. But realistically, how is that going to affect me or David or any Minnesotan who's traveling? Are we talking about longer wait times? Would it help to get to the airport earlier? I'm just trying to take back some control that we could give travelers, or any hope other than, like you said, just resign yourself to the fact that you're going to be eating your fifth Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Well, ultimately, it's going to affect all of us. It's not just the wait times at TSA checkpoints, because they're closing down a number of those during peak times because they have their own staffing issues for the same reason. But it's also going to affect everybody from an economic perspective, because that's really what's going to solve the government shutdown. The economic consequences of what's happening now with air traffic control has such an economic impact on businesses, revenue lost, meetings canceled, all sorts of both leisure and business travel money that's revenue that will not be ever recouped, that American businesses will be, this is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It's an economic issue, and you're going to see bipartisan support in a very fast way, finally, at the congressional level to end the shutdown, because this can't be sustained.
I mean, do you really think so? Because they're, ending or reducing SNAP benefits. You know, there's hungry people in this country, and that didn't push any bipartisan effort. You think money, you think screwing up business travel or people's, vacations, you think that's going to be the economic driver that businesses are now going to pressure incompetent lawmakers to make a deal?
It's already happening. It's commerce is always the answer. It's going to do it. It's going to drive the pocketbook issue when it comes to travel and tourism, which is the largest service industry in the world. When you start messing with those revenues, you get action.
That is fascinating. Okay, so just to give some travelers hope if they are traveling this weekend. I know a lot of people who are going to parents' weekends for their kids. That are away in college. You said get on the apps, make sure your flight is there, be in touch with your airline. Any other advice that you can leave us with for this beginning?
Yeah, because of flight connectivity, don't give a 90-minute connect time. Don't even do a two-hour connect time. Do a 3 or 4 hour connect time, because the same rules apply at your connecting airport. If that aircraft can't come in to connect you, you're not getting out of that airport. So plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly. Peter Greenberg, again, we hear him Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. with Eye on Travel on WCCO Radio. Peter, always great to talk to you. Thanks for the advice.
Anytime, Jordan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.